chasim l'shmo, that you have to have both. In other words, the Mishnah says you have to say before nai nichtav or before nai nechtam. And that's like you're telling us it was written in front of you l'shmo and it was signed in front of you l'shmo. So it comes out both the ksivas again when they write the get. The sefer has to write it l'shmo for the purpose of this man and this lady. And who are then when the Eidim sign on the shtar, they also have to sign l'shmo, l'shem, this man and this lady. So which time holds like that, that both the ksiva and the chasim and the signing of the Eidim have to be done l'shmo? Who holds like that? E, Rabbi May, if you want to tell me, goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, it's not that way. Rabbi May holds chasim a boy, ksiva le boy. According to Rav Meir, the main part of a shtar is the signing of the Eidim. So it's enough if the Eidim signed the shtar l'shmo, even if it was not written l'shmo. So according to Rav Meir, you would not have to say before nai nechtav. Because even if the get was not written l'shmo, still it's kosher, as long as the chasima was l'shmo. Like Rashi says, chasima l'shmo boy, the chik se v'kosav lo. When the Torah says you should write her the get v'kosav lo, it goes on the signing of the Eidim. We learned later. Yeah. So Gemara says, so that's Rav Meir Shita. The Tanakh, the Gemara says, we learned the law of Ein Kais from the Mechuber, Lekaka. You're not allowed to write to get when on a leaf, let's say, if the leaf is still attached to the ground. On something that's Mechuber Lekaka, it's possible to write a get. What about Kosvu ala Mechuber Lekaka? Let's say you wrote to get, the Sefer wrote to get on a leaf, when the leaf was still attached to the tree. Then Tolshu, then you tore off this leaf. Chosmoy, and then he had Adam sign on the shtar. The Nostan-law and the husband gave this get to his wife. Kosher. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. So what do you see according to Rabbi Meir? That even though Mechubal HaKakar is possible, the Torah says because of law, it has to be on Iksav, not on Mechubal. What's called the Yikr of Iksiva? The Chsima Satan. You see, according to Rav Meir, as long as the chesima, when the Eidim signed, it was not attached to the ground anymore, the get is kosher. Even though at the time when they wrote the get, it was attached to the ground. So you see, according to Rav Meir, b'shas you write the get, there are no halachas. It doesn't have to be written where it's detached, and who did it does not have to be written l'shma. So Meilau, Rabba cannot go like according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, you would not have to say before night nichtav. Right, to which other shita is there? The other famous shita is E Rabbi Elazar. You want to send him to go according to Rabbi Elazar shita. Rabbi Elazar always says Eidim Mesira Kasi that the Iker is the Ksiva Sashtar. So Mar says the according to Rabbi Elazar, I'll tell you Ksiva Boy, Ksima Le Boy. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's just the opposite. He learns when a Torah says with Kosav Law, you have to write the get. The main part of writing the get is the actual Ksiva Sashtar, writing the shtar. That's what has to be done Lishmo. That we have Eidim signing on the shtar, that's only a tekonim of the Rabbanim. But the Rav Meir or Blezol, the Iker Eidim is Eidim Mesira. That means when they give over the shtar in front of two Eidim, that's enough, that's the Eidim. Eidim don't have to sign in the shtar according to Rav Meir. So therefore when the Eidim do sign, it does not have to be done l'shmo. Said so, who does our Mishnah go like according to Rabba that the Mishnah says the Shliach has to say before na nichtav and before na nechtam, which means he has to tell us the get was both written l'shmo and signed l'shmo. Who's the shita that holds you need both? The Chitayim, maybe you tell me the Yerdam Reb Lezi, maybe really our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezi, and maybe the Chiloi boy Reb Lezi chasim l'shmo midiraisa, maybe only midiraisa then Reb Lezi holds you don't need the chasim of the sign to be the shmo. But midirabonin boyi, but maybe midirabonin though you have to have even the chasim of the shmo also, and now Mishnah is going according to the din of the midirabonin. So Mara says no, we learned for a shloisha gitin sul midirabonin. There are three gitin that are possible midirabonin, that means only a psul midirabonin. For lay boy Reb Lezah chasim of the shmo, and with soon see Reb Lezah, you do not have to have the edim signing in a get l'shmo. That's not, we learned later, Gemara later in Gittin that says, Gimel, Gittin, Psulim. There are three types of gets that are possible. The Yemnises, if the lady gets married with this get, is Havlat Kosher. Like the Dieved, the get is good. In other words, Lechatchila, if she received such a get, she should not remarry, but get another get. But if she didn't get another get, but instead she remarried and she had a kid, we say the kid is Kosher. Now what are these three Psulim in the Rabbanim? Kosa v'iksav yodai. if the get was written with the ksav yad of the husband, even without v'ein olav edim, and no edim signed on it, just the ksav yad, the signature, the handwriting of the husband alone, that would be derived as good. Another case is yesh olav edim v'ein boizman. You have edim that signed in the shtar, but they did not write the date in the shtar. And with the rabbanon, that's possible. But the rabbanon, the get has to have a date in the shtar. Another case is yesh boizman. There was a date in the shtar. But v'yein bo yelo edechad, you only had one edechad signed in the shtar. In these cases, are elu shloisha gitim sulin. These three gitim are posim with rabbonim. Now, edechad Rashi adds on uksav yidei sefer, but also there was the ksav yad of the sefer. Therefore, midiraisa the sefer is like one ed, and the edechad is the second one. That's how you have the two edim here. So there's only sulin with rabbonim, and therefore with rabbonim she's not supposed to get married. But v'yemnises of lad kosher. But for the evidence, she went ahead and remarried, only using this get, the Rabbanan did not stop the marriage like and say the kid is kosher. Now, Rabbi Lezer is and says, Afa pi shein olav edim, even though there are no edim at all signed in the shtar, ela shenosnu lo b'fnei edim kosher. But as long as the get was given over in front of two edim, still the get is kosher. Mashmir mid Rabbanan even, the get is a good get. And the goyva menachasim mishabodim. You're allowed to use this shtar right now when you can collect with this shtar from the chasim mishabodim. Means in a case either by the ksuba here or else by regular shtar mumin where the shtar was given over in front of tuedim, according to Reb Lezer that has a real halacha like a shtar, and the case is that somebody owes you the money and he doesn't have any money, but he sold his property to somebody else. You have a right now to go and take that property away from that person. That's called mishabodim. The property that's mishubed by somebody else. So you have a right to collect it. And Rav Lezer ends off why? She'einu edim choismim ala get elam evnei tikun oilam. Because you know that there's such halacha that edim are supposed to sign on a get or on a star, it's only a takonim mid rabbanan. It's for your own sake. It's for your own sake because if you want to have a proof later on what you did is right, if the edim don't sign on the star, just you gave it over in front of them, what's going to be if later on you can't find those edim? Or those edim die? You won't have a proof later on that what you did was good. So therefore, a takonis olam, for your own sake, it's worth it to let the edim sign in the shtar. That's the reason why edim sign in the shtar, according to Reb Lezer. But even with the Rabbanan, the get is kosher, you could use the get, even though there are no edim signing in the shtar. Because according to Reb Lezer, that's called edim misira karsi. That means the edim that you have is b'shas, you give over the document. When you give over the get, it was given over in front of two edim, that's enough. The main part of a get or a shtar is the ksivas haget, according to Reb Lezer. Just the writing up of the get. Therefore, according to Reb Lezer Pshita, what has to be done l'shmo? Only the ksivas haget has to be done l'shmo. Not the signing of the edim. So again, who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah can't go like Reb Lezer. So Gemara says, V'elo, I'll tell you, Rebbe Meir. Let's go back to say, no, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Meir. The question was, according to Rebbe Meir, you do not have to have a ksiva l'shmo. About the answer, you like this. V'chilo, boy, Rebbe Meir, ksiva l'shmo. When does Rebbe Meir say the ksiva doesn't make a difference? Even if it wasn't written l'shmo, it's kosher. That's only midiraisa, maybe. But midirabonin, boy. But maybe midirabonin, though, it has to be written l'shmo. And therefore, our Mishnah is going in the rabbonins. Gemara says, no, it's not true. I the Yomer Rav Nachman said that I'm a hoyer Rav Meir. Rav Meir used to say over him that afilu mosu biyashva, even if a husband went to the junkyard and found the get there, that was written up, and the get happened to be written up for a man called Yaakov with his wife called Rachel, the same name as him. So he found the get in the junkyard that was written with the same names. And it wasn't written l'shmo, it wasn't written for him, it was written for somebody else. But no Adam signed on it yet. And now this person takes this star.